Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. Have you seen, Kathy, and as you talk to other moms, are you seeing this whole teenage angst stuff starting earlier and earlier?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I think there's a variety of reasons. I think what you said about the media being, so influential. You know, we look at how, even if we're protective at home, our kids are at school, and, you know, the media is influencing them there as well. And, you know, advertisers know that those little junior hires have some dollars to spend. May not be their dollars, maybe their parents' dollars. And so, you know, they want to give them a leg up on being cool and part of the crowd that is doing, you know, what they would like to be doing. And so, you know, I think our kids are under a lot of pressure these days. And, you know, the more sophisticated, I think that they go from that kid stage to that, you know, having to deal with some, you know, more grown up issues much, much earlier. I saw it in my own girls for sure.
How do we deal with that? Because here's what I feel like sometimes. My wife and I look around at all the parents who are buying their kids smartphones at age 10 right. or 11, and they have all the latest gizmos and gadgets. And our son is, you know, lamenting the fact that he's the only one. I'm the only one without a smartphone.
I'm the only one in the entire school. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there are, I think, at least three other kids in the student population who don't have smartphones. But especially other Christian parents are, right. you know, enabling, and I'll use the word enabling, certainly entitling their kids through giving them all this stuff and not requiring really any work in return.
Right.
How do you, as a mom and dad, you know, we've tried saying, well, in our family, we make, you know, these are the decisions we've made and we're trying to follow God the best way we know how. And that's not really an adequate answer when he's looking around at all of his friends with all their stuff.
Well, I think one thing we do have to say is, you know, we can't as parents be fearful of our children. And I think so many parents are. So many parents know that the right thing to do, and I'm not saying in every situation. You know, we had a child who dealt with some extreme anxiety, and one of the things that really helped him, and it wasn't a smartphone, but it was an emergency phone that he could use to call it. But our other kids, you know, they did not get a phone until they were well into high school, and they earned the money for it. And
right.
I think so many parents are afraid of telling their children no, that they're going to damage their relationship, that they're, you know, that they're going to be seen in a bad light. And I think that we have such a small window where parents can be parents, where we can really have that influence on our kids. And nobody has ever been scarred by not having a cell phone early enough. I can almost guarantee that. And so we need to say, you know, and I love what you say. In our family, this is how we've chosen to do it, because we're trying to follow God's plan the best that we know how. And I think that, you know, as parents, when we make mistakes, we will make mistakes, you know, that we can tell our kids, you know, hey, that was a mistake, and I shouldn't have given you that phone this early, or we need to give you a phone that doesn't have the bells and whistles, the internet plan, those kind of things. And so, you know, I think that there's an opportunity to also band together with other parents and say, you know, our kids are not going to have cell phones, and to hang out with those parents who have similar values to you. So you can say, you know, I know you feel like you're the only one, but look at Claire's parents. You know, we are all trying to do this together. And I think having some other reinforcements there is a beautiful way to go. And I think a lot of parents would love the permission to say no with some support around them as well.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.